Mediocre.
You gotta love, it's always a guy like Phil Swift, Johnny Starr. You never get a guy coming out like, it's me, Josefi Krakowski with Flex Tape.
Welcome everyone to the first episode of the Mediocre Podcast. This podcast is kind of an experiment, so kind of bear with me here. As someone who is a media producer, I was trying to find a way to get my thoughts about the media out to the world. So on this podcast, we'll be looking at anything and everything in the media. Comic books, movies, video games, websites, content creators, music videos, literally anything that I can find interesting in the world of media. But before we go any further, I want to say that I hate the first episode of any podcast. The first episode is always cringy, weird, and just, you know, you're trying to find your stride. That's why I'm going to label this episode as episode zero, because I want it to be kind of a prelude to everything, you know. Why is this guy talking about the media? What background does he have? Well, let me tell you why, and let me tell you the background I have. But to start with, the real reason I wanted to make this podcast is because I find myself writing short essays and rants all the time in my free time. And most of the time it's about content and content creation, maybe about music videos, you know, things like that that you watch every day. But as a media producer, I see different things that you may not see. Or maybe I delve a little bit deeper into it. So let's add to the awkwardness of this first episode by making this a complete introduction to me and my 10 years or so of video experience and media analysis. It all started when I was a young boy. I lived in the village where all we could do for fun was watch two coconuts being beaten together. And after writing a screenplay, I eventually took the world by storm with my hit show on Adult Swim called Coconut Heaven, The Revenge of the Ripe One. Nah, that's not true.
Oh, why do I lie?
But it'd be fun if it was. I do have humble-ish kind of beginnings. I started my video editing career when I was only 16. But I never really wanted to do video. I always wanted to do radio. Radio was always a thing around me growing up, and especially since podcasts were invented basically when I was in middle school and high school and started taking the world by storm. I was really falling into the radio crutch and doing audio as a career. But I did write skits and sketches growing up. They're pretty bad, though. Which, when you're 10 years old, like, nothing you write's going to be good. But I eventually landed myself into a video class at the high school I was going to, and, you know, I really found video editing and live video production was pretty cool. I was literally learning my way around video editing at the same time as YouTube was getting started. So after going through high school, I jumped right into a community college program that not only gave me a sketch comedy show, but an awesome radio show. It's not bad for an 18-year-old who had no idea of how any of those things actually worked. Both of those shows became kind of popular. They both won awards and things like that, but local Kansas competitions, man. You never know. Either they were really good shows, or maybe they were just something that made someone laugh for a moment. Which, to be totally honest, is totally worth it. But from there on, things got a little more convoluted. In 2014, I wanted to take my content, in particular to video and film, to the next level. So I started applying to film schools, and I did all of that junk where you send in a reel, a resume, and all that. And I actually got accepted to a pretty prestigious school for cinematography. Everything was set up. I graduated with an associate's degree from community college. You know, I said goodbye to everybody. I packed everything up. And then about 3 weeks before I left, we get the bill. And I didn't realize the school was a private school, which means that there's really no tuition assistance at all. So either I could fork over $43,000 in a year, just for 1 year, or I could not go there. It was a hard decision to make, but ultimately my parents and I decided that, you know, going into $43,000 of debt when you're 19 years old for a degree that really couldn't guarantee you anything probably wasn't the right way to go. And to be totally honest, my plan wasn't very wholesome either. The college I was looking into is in Boston, and the only reason I wanted to go there was so I can get into the punk and metal ska scenes in the city and make music videos for those people. In fact, I had actually planned on only going to that film school for a semester and then dropping out and going to a local college there in town. But instead, I looked for a job around town and re-enrolled in some more classes so I didn't have to pay my student debt back just yet. You know, I was looking for a way into the industry without a massive amount of debt, but also showing that I can produce, I can make videos and have fun doing it, you know. And in a lot of ways, I did do that. I interned for a few commercial producers at a local news station, and eventually I was hired on there to work as a cameraman, a teleprompter person, an audio producer, and whatever else they really needed for 6 nightly news broadcast, and I'd work about 5 days a week, which seems like a lot, but for the type of job that was when you're in college, it's actually perfect. It's production, it's at night, you know. When you don't have school during the day, you sleep until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, then go into work. It's a pretty awesome job. So around this same time, it was around 2015, I was approached by a friend I made in community college who thought I'd be a good addition to like his YouTube team. So I started a small YouTube channel called Ah Videos. I'd made some videos before that, some Let's Plays and things like that beforehand, but I never really took a really hands-on approach with those channels, and really just made that content for me and my friends to have laughs at and things like that. And like I said, Ah Videos was mostly YouTube Let's Plays and things like that, although it did grow into podcasts, vlogs, and many other different things. By the way, if you were wondering why we called it Ah Videos, originally I was going to have multiple people help me out with this channel and maybe make into a production company. There was a lot of reasons why that didn't happen. First off, everyone was in college, and welcome to the world. College is a stressful time for everybody. The reason we called it Ah Videos, one day I was sitting there with my friend Mike, and we were drinking and playing Halo. I think it might have been the Master Chief Collection the same night it came out. And so we were trying to think of good clan names, and I told him I was going to start a YouTube channel. And I go, hey Mike, what do you think the name of my YouTube channel should be? And he just turns to me and yells. And that's how Ah Videos started. It's not a great tale of the ages, but I think it's a pretty good moment. It kind of describes the channel pretty well. But like anything else I've tried so far, this channel was kind of doomed from the start. In 2015, I didn't really immerse myself into YouTube and YouTube culture. You know, this is right before the adpocalypse. This is right before iDubbbz. This is right during Filthy Frank and all that stuff is happening. Which I know about all that now. But in college, I was really mostly just watching Let's Plays and wanted to do things like what the Yogscast did or Hat Films did. And I knew about OniNG. He was getting his start at that point as well. But I was kind of an outsider walking into it. And of course, since then, I have immersed myself completely. I'm there with you on the front lines every day, learning about the Jontrons and the Gokinarus of the world, which are two very different things, big YouTuber and small YouTuber. But another reason kind of why the channel was doomed from the start is because me and the other people in my group were trying to force their way into the YouTube industry, and it really is something that you can't do. Now, there are some channels and some creators who can, and they put themselves out there completely, and it works out very well for them. But for us, that didn't quite happen. By the time we were about like 6 months in, it kind of felt really disingenuous. And that's back in the old YouTube algorithm where it was throw anything out there, put as much content out as possible, and maybe you'll grow as big as possible. Spamming is not fun. It's not fun on a person, and it usually doesn't make your content any better. We're also doing weird things on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I didn't really do much on the Instagram front until later, but Twitter, we would do the follow-unfollow thing every day. And I've gone over this actually in a Let's Play video on my old channel, Ah Videos, where I describe what happened to that channel, kind of where we became disingenuous. Which, by the way, I do none of those tactics anymore. I have 1,000 followers on Twitter now, But I didn't do it the same way as before. Instead, I did it by producing content, talking to people, and only following people I think would, you know, generally enjoy my content. Back then, we used to follow just everybody, anybody. As long as you didn't have the little Twitter egg, we were going to follow you. And 9 times out of 10, you'd probably follow us back, which is how our numbers grew so big and so fast over time. So after a few drunken months of doing Let's Plays, I decided that I would go back to school and try to get a bachelor's degree in video or something close to that. Ironically, I used the skills we had as YouTubers and the Twitter stuff and the Facebook stuff to actually bring the school I went to's website a little bit more infamy, a little bit more fame. They grew maybe 400 Twitter followers while I was there, and that's where I really learned this new style of Twitter following that is not spamming. It's about producing good content and following people, like I said before, that want to see your content. And there's a lot of crazy things that happened to us in college. Crazy times, I should actually say. But that could be several podcasts in itself. And, you know, I would want to bring on some of the people that were involved to tell their side of the stories, as well as their story in general. So let's flash forward to 2017. I graduated, moved back to my hometown, started looking for jobs. You know, I had a few gigs here and there, some video stuff. I managed some students for a while. I went back to news for a little bit. But it wasn't until 2018 I joined a few friends at a video production company in North KC that I really started to hit my stride as a producer. That job was rad, man. Like, they've gone through such hard times, and there's a lot of things that have happened to there and to me when I was there and to other people who were there or were there that it didn't seem fun. But really, when you look at the content we created awesome things. I can say that I have filmed a mansion and have been shot in the eye of a bidet because of that job. Not proud of that, but it happened. It's probably a really good story, and it will be a good story in a later podcast. But just know, if you're ever in a mansion in North Kansas City, don't press the button for the bidet. And also, hopefully the bidet isn't like that one where it shot 5 feet up in the air. Eventually, I actually moved back to my hometown because of some things that were happening in the company, and, you know, it really seemed like time to move on. But during my time at that production company, I really had a yearning for becoming a content creator again. And not so much making the high-quality content which are like commercials, about us videos, and things like that, which was always fun to make, but actually creating content that is very engaging and is built for an audience is kind of what I wanted to do and get into. And that's kind of why I started this brand of Tim MTV, or Tim TV, whatever you want to call it, because I wanted to make my type of content, which is a little bit edgier. It's a little bit different than what you could do in a corporate world, because corporate video very much is pushing you towards that company or a product. When you're doing just straight content creation, I'm not going to push you towards any product, any company, any brand. I'm here to make a point about what I'm talking about. Or if it's a Let's Play, to show you the experience that I had. Or if it's a podcast about, you know, viewer comments or anything like that, it's to tell that story in that time. Content creation is basically just storytelling put into smaller forms. And you can have ads and things like that on the actual content creation, but even when you watch a Star Wars video about lore, it's not about the ad. That ad just helped bring that content to you. It's a weird world, and that's why I wanted to start this podcast, is because I know some things about content creation, video production, film, radio, podcasting even, that a lot of people don't know about, and that there's a lot of things happening in this world right now that we could talk about and really dive deep into. And that's really why I started this podcast. And like I said before, I'm a writer. I write pretty much every day, if not 3 to 4 times a week. And I'm also a video editor. But I don't make a lot of video content anymore, because really what happens is I go to work every day and I edit videos for 8 hours straight. And I come home, and there's not really that much of a drive or, you know, anything like that to get a really consistent editing done. It's like if you did taxes all day for other people, and you went home, and then you had to do your taxes. You would probably dread doing those taxes, wouldn't you? Even though you know exactly how to do it, and you could probably get it done pretty easily. Still, do you want to spend your free time thinking about work, or do you want to spend your free time not going insane? So I want this podcast to actually become a happy medium between me making video content, because I will be making video content, and this podcast will become available on my YouTube channel, which is TimMTV. And I want to really make sure I do this podcast so I just keep creating. I have a lot of essays I could just read and be done and call it a podcast episode. But the act of me doing this and actually even doing this prelude episode really helps focus my energy on something productive that isn't work productive. Finally, I want to talk about, where I am now and what's the status of all of my content creation. So right now, I still have my old YouTube channel up, which I thought about getting rid of and completely deep-sixing it or whatever, destroying it. But I said not to. Because at the end of the day, it'll be a better story to see Tim in 2015 all the way up to Tim in 2020 create and how he's changed and how he wants things to be different, you know. And I hope somebody will go back and look at those old videos and get some enjoyment out of them. Maybe you get a laugh or two, or maybe you get a laugh out of just watching me grow. So if you're looking for that content, it's not Awe Videos anymore. It is now TimMTV2. I'm going to put music videos up there and Celebrity Deathmatch. No, I'm not doing any of that. I also have a main channel, TimMTV, on YouTube. I have Twitch streamed before. I need to get back into a regular cycle of that. You could find me on Twitter as well at TimMTV18. I started that account in 18. It's grown pretty big. Anyways, I'm just rambling on now. So that was the first episode, technically, of the Mediocre Podcast. It kind of lives up to its name. It's kind of me just ranting and stumbling through my life story. But I wanted to add this episode to add context. Because I think at the end of the day, someone's not going to get into these podcasts probably right away. But I'd love to get to episode 15 or 100 and have someone go back and find out why I'm telling this story. Why am I podcasting? You know, where did I come from? Who am I? And ultimately, I'm just some kid who likes to write and edit videos, play video games, read comic books, all that stuff. And it's just opening up his world to you.
Here's some inside information.
Do you realize what you say? Knock it off.
So I want to ask you guys, before we're done this episode, what do you think? Any comments, concerns, or anything like that? I'm not really going to publicize this episode. If you have a good comment or a review, either on Apple, Spotify, wherever you might find this podcast, I might read it on the show. I'd really love to hear from you guys. If it's a longer comment, I might leave it towards a comment show, if we have enough of those, or I might just read it at the end of an episode. But I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear your views and everything like that. You can send those comments to me also on Twitter. You can send to my Facebook page, same name, the video version of this podcast on YouTube, or you can even email me at timmtv20@gmail.com. because 2018 I didn't think to make a Gmail account. Smart dude. Anyways, thank you for listening, everyone. I know this episode is going to be a little strange, and it's kind of just me talking without really that much editing added to it. So I hope this has kind of been fun for you or educational for you. Or it's maybe been really cringy. I don't care, to be totally honest. This is the first step for me. I need to create this to move forward. But as so I got told to do a sign-off by a friend I was talking to about this podcast. He recommended this. It's not good. It's just mediocre. Thank you for listening.
Boo this man!
I hate it as well. Thank you, guys. You have been listening to the Mediocore Podcast, an in-depth look at content and its creators. All music and audio clips are copyrighted by their respected owners. No copyright infringement is intended. To keep up with the newest episodes, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at TimMTV18. If you have anything to add to the show or want to get in contact with me, feel free to email me at timmtv20@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.